Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley will now join me from the Western Estates Homeowners Association to get a an American homeowner's view. Parents, they have three boys that are currently in, I think, middle school and high school. Mr. Dooley owns his own landscaping business, and Bobby Dooley is the president of the Homeowners Association there. And Bobby, thank you for joining us. You guys watch the debate?
We did, Phil, yeah.
And can you tell me your first impression?
Well, our first impression, first of all, as a mother, you said something that has been on my mind, and that is certainly our sons going off to war, or the possibility of them being inducted into the military of the United States of America. That's a concern. The other concern that I had in watching the debates, and I was talking to my husband, and he really was the first one to notice that the President Bush, and we know he has a history of alcohol abuse, he came off as if, you know.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry?
Well, yeah, alcohol abuse? Yeah, he had an alcohol problem, and he still does, but he doesn't drink.
Well, that was my question, if in point of fact, he was a bit nervous about the debate, or was a little high-strung from some of the anticipation or some of the expectations. It's possible. I don't know if he took a drink, because...
Why are you saying that?
Want to tell him?
No.
Well, he looked a little intoxicated.
What, toward the end there?
Yes.
No, intoxicated. He looked as if he was very tired toward the end, like his adrenaline peak happened, you know?
Well, the impression, though, that he gave me was that he was under the influence of something. It could be a prescription drug. I don't know. And I think that's something very, very important for the American people to remember, that a president of the United States must be at all times the commander. He has to be the commander, as he says. And to go and meet a foreign leader, if you've been...
popping pills.
My husband says popping pills. But
when you say popping pills, there's nothing to indicate that the president had been popping pills or drinking. He was simply, in my view, tired.
But we don't know for sure, and none of us really, and we'll never know. But you can't give that impression as the commander to a foreign leader that you fortified yourself with alcohol or pills before you meet them.
Bobby and Steve Dooley join us. I think we're off point here a little bit to say that the president looked... Are you saying that he was drunk?
No, I'm saying that he... I'm saying it's possible. I'm saying if you have... I'm just saying that it was a bad impression to give to children and to mothers whose sons are entrusted to this man, that he's was a little tipsy. And
the idea, and I expressed this to my callers last hour.
Well, sir, can I interrupt, sir?
Yeah.
I understand what it is that you have to say, and you're the host of the show,
but we're the guests.
We came on as your guest to express our opinion, and we wanted to do that. You having expressed yours. And
but I want to reiterate something so as to give a little equal time. Okay.
Well, but the equal time you're asking for, you already have. I'm saying that the president looked as if he had a drink or something like that. You want to say something that's going to offset that, but you get to do that all the time.
But on my show, it is necessary for me to do. I want to say this, that...
Well, if you're going to steamroll the point...
No, look, I can argue all night with this thing with you, Ms. Dooley. The man works very hard. He looks like he was tired. He looks like, obviously, the man has been up with the hurricane relief effort. He has been dealing with the war. He is dealing with a multitude of things that a president has to deal with. He doesn't exactly have the time to miss votes in the Senate, as Kerry has, to sleep on his tour bus, to take a couple of days off because he has a cold. He's got to be in the office every day.
Well, I think that's really maligning Senator Kerry. I thought he came off. At least he looked as if he was sober. You know,
but that is to say the president was drunk, and I don't believe that he was.
I'm not saying he was. I'm saying the impression if he gave is that he was.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association on the debate tonight. They are two average voters, homeowners. You guys own your own home over there?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We have a beautiful home here in Western Estates, Phil, and it is a great gated community. And certainly we are Kerry supporters. And
well, that's obvious.
Well, you say that.
What does that mean?
Say that.
Well, it's obvious because you're coming on here talking about the president being, looking like he was drunk. And so it's obvious to me.
My view, Phil, is drawn from my impression. I was totally undecided before this debate. I was.
You were undecided.
Absolutely.
But this debate has decided you in favor of Senator Kerry.
Absolutely, yes.
Because President Bush looked as if he might be loaded.
I didn't use the word loaded.
Well, you said he looked as if he might have been popping. You used the word popping pills.
Well, I don't know. Again, it could be prescription drugs. But again, you have
to. Well, if you're the commander, you have to look sober.
Well, as my husband was saying, if you are the commander and...
Well, the term is commander-in-chief, by the way.
The commander-in-chief. You have to inspire in the American people a feeling of confidence as well as in foreign leaders. You can't meet foreign leaders looking as if... You just bellied up to get a cold one.
You bellied up to get a frosty one.
As if you bellied up to get a frosty one, exactly. He looked pasty white, as if he'd been sleeping one off. And I just think...
Well, I think the president did look tired. That's what I'm putting it up to. I am not saying, nor am I even agreeing with you, and I think it's slightly slanderous for you to infer that he was sleeping one off. You know, he doesn't have the tour bus... that Kerry's got, and even if he did, the guy's got a much busier life these days being president and campaigning. The president didn't have to agree to these debates. They did agree to the debates. He was leading in the polls. This is probably only going to hurt him.
Well, he must debate Senator Kerry. He must, because we want to know what he thinks. And up to this point, we don't know what he thinks.
We don't know what he thinks. He's been saying for 4 years what it is.
You're debating me. Are you going to let me to say what I want to say? That Senator Kerry, I think, came off very as if he was sober. And my understanding is he's a teetotaler. And I just have this concern. I'm not saying the president was drunk. I'm not saying the president had been drinking. I just am concerned that when you are the commander, you know, as you say, the commander in chief, you meet a foreign leader with bags under your eyes.
You can't meet a foreign leader that's sleeping one off.
Exactly. You can't go and meet a foreign leader after sleeping one off. And I am trying...
The president gave up alcohol use.
That is my understanding, yes.
He has sworn off alcohol.
That is my understanding, but this is a very...
What makes you think he'd start drinking now?
Because there is so much writing on this election. There's so much pressure on him. I'm sure he thought...
There's been many times, if I could just jump in.
Go ahead, Mr. Dooley.
Many times I come home from work and I pour myself 3 fingers of bourbon just to kind of take the edge off the dance for the president.
What my husband's saying is at the end of the day, you pour yourself 2 or 3 fingers of bourbon in the bottom of a glass to try and take the edge off. And
that's what President Bush did tonight.
I don't know. I'm saying it looks that way. And there's a concern there.
And I'm hearing some splash. Are you guys swimming or something?
No, Phil. I'm actually soaking in a tub. We've had planning our fall-tacular. There's a lot of things we've got going on here. I've been on my feet all day registering my boys for school. Actually, registering one of my boys for music class. I do attend a Democratic women's group. I went out, did some grocery shopping, so I'm just trying to soak a little bit.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley, join me. And we're talking about the debate tonight. Ms. Dooley has, and her husband both have put forward the belief or the impression that President Bush appeared to have perhaps have imbibed, maybe had a drink or two before he went on stage. I made the point the president doesn't drink. They said, well, that's what he says, or that he was popping pills, and that it might be dangerous to have him consulting with world leaders with bags under his eyes, looking as if he just slept one off. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. And your comments about President Bush, you watched the debate tonight. Your comment about President Bush looking as if he might have had a blast.
I didn't say that, Phil. I said he looked as if he might have had a drink.
Well, I think your husband said he looked like he had a blast before the debate started. In your thinking, is there any room for the possibility this man was just simply fatigued?
I think when you're the President of the United States and you have... Phil, you have to understand something about being president. You have an enormous staff of people that are helping you, butlers and this kind of thing. So when you say he's tired...
With the office, with the work of the office, with the work of being president, with the, certainly they're in the state of Florida with the hurricane relief.
Well, he's not doing any of the hurricane relief. He's down there.
I'm not saying that he's doing the hurricane relief.
But he's down there. And he gets out of the helicopter anyways. I just don't know the point you're trying to make. I'm saying I don't want a president who may go to China and meet with the president of China and have this Chinaman look at him and say, you know, did they send an alcoholic here? That's what I'm worried about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Kelly on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Kelly?
Yes, I found your last caller perhaps has mm-hmm. had too much experience with mm-hmm. feeling mm-hmm. What it feels like maybe the night over, mm-hmm. the night after, or pill popping herself. The whole comment.
Oh, I think
was,
that's so unnecessary. I didn't. You know, I'm not trying to. I don't take pills.
But then,
that
but
way.
You know what it looks like.
That way.
You know what, but you know.
Well,
what it
I'm sure
like,
we all
like.
Know. Are you a mother? Every mother knows what it. You must know what these things look like to detect it in your own children. Of course. If you're not a mother, then you wouldn't understand. But
I'm a mother.
Well, then
and
you
I,
should know if your children have been using drugs, and the telltale signs are available from your local sheriff's station.
Thank you very much. And you also made comment
mm-hmm.
that if you know.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to the American people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
what it's like to
mm-hmm.
be president, that
mm-hmm.
you would know what it was like to be tired, or
mm-hmm.
you would know it. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're asking me if I know? No, maybe I don't,
mm-hmm.
but you do.
Well,
so I'm to take my advice now from you.
Well, the president has butlers. Well, Mr. Henry said he was tired. And
how
I don't
many
understand.
Butlers does Kerry have? Kerry's not president. He's got more butlers than the president.
Well, Senator Kerry is gets
well,
more.
Let me tell you this:
Senator
for you
Kerry
to say that you
not,
are undecided
mm-hmm.
going into this debate
mm-hmm.
is the most asinine thing I believe I've heard this year.
I was completely undecided. Why? I don't understand why the
for you to say that it looks like Bush has been tidying up to a bar. Let me tell you the most thing that made me respect Bush.
Mm-hmm.
was when they asked him, and I'm grateful that they asked him first,
mm-hmm.
what, as far as the character of the people
mm-hmm.
went,
mm-hmm.
would
mm-hmm.
separate him from
mm-hmm.
Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
He spent the first minute
mm-hmm.
of his time
mm-hmm.
building up Kerry, respecting Kerry, giving him his rightful duty. Kerry would never do that for President Bush. And you know what that did? It didn't
really good
speak
point,
to
Kelly.
Kerry's character.
Yeah.
It spoke to Bush's character.
You know, that's a good point. The first thing that the president said was about Senator Kerry was a very highly flattering thing about him. And people say that this is a man...
well, you know, President Bush lied about Iraq, so why wouldn't he lie about the whole...
He did not lie about Iraq. He
mm-hmm.
was the same misinformation
mm-hmm.
that Kerry was given, which he voted for as well.
But he's the president. He's supposed to be smarter.
Yeah,
okay, so he's smarter than Kerry. So you've just said
mm-hmm.
that Kerry's no smarter than Bush.
Well, but how smart can he be if he's next to a jug before a debate? And
what do you mean next to a jug?
Well, you know,
this is completely unfounded information. You're trying to say something. You know.
Well, how do we know Bush didn't have his head in the vat last night, Arthur?
What do you mean Bush
how
had his?
How do you know Kerry? You know,
well,
didn't have a woman under his podium like the last Democrat. You know, what, we can make up any.
Well, because there's no reason. But President Bush was.
Yeah, why do you think President Bush was drunk?
He was slurring and leaning, bumped into the podium, looked like he was going to fall down.
Excuse me, I'm a woman from Georgia, and there is a Texas
mm-hmm.
flagger, it's called.
Well, I just think that he might have had He was sleeping one off, that's all. And maybe was feeling the effects of some Valium or something that he took.
All right. Look, at Kelly, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. So now the guy's gone from sleeping one off to popping Valium. Here is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Mike?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good, sir, yeah.
I just want to make an observation. Mm-hmm. I've been in law enforcement for over 25 years, mm-hmm. and I've done a lot of DUIs and
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, mm-hmm. I don't know what your professional background mm-hmm. is, but you don't know what you're looking at, because
mm-hmm.
his
mm-hmm.
eyes weren't watering, they weren't bloodshot, his speech mm-hmm. was not slurred. And if I had to do a gaze nystagmus mm-hmm. test on him, he would have passed without any problem at all.
How come I couldn't understand what he was saying?
You probably weren't listening then, because I had no problem at all, and I'm listening on an AM radio and a Jeep.
Well, then why did he, why when he walked up to the podium, did he kind of fall into the podium like that?
Do you ever think that maybe there's a nail in the floor or something like that?
Well,
you know,
like,
anybody.
Well, then someone had to steady him, though. I noticed someone got it and kind of grabbed him. And
nobody steadied him.
Oh, please.
No, I saw a campaign worker steady him and bring a cup of coffee or something.
I don't think so.
I didn't see that.
I think, you know, this is just somebody making a statement that doesn't know what they're talking about, trying to inject something like a magazine rag at the local Safeway or something like that.
So you didn't see a campaign worker bring a styrofoam cup of 7-Eleven coffee?
Well, yeah,
because
I thought that. You ever think it might be water and maybe the man was thirsty?
No. This was in a 7-Eleven cup.
This is in a 7-Eleven cup.
Yes, sir.
And you knew that because?
Well, they have the colors. What are these?
You're like a red, you know, mm-hmm. the stripes
well,
on it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that could be
mm-hmm.
about 10 different other things also. Gee, maybe
all right,
a Dixie
well, maybe it was Winchell's. Maybe it was Winchell's. But it was,
yeah. Hey,
you mean somebody went out to
just donuts, you know?
Somebody went out to Winchell's and got him a cup of coffee.
Even if they did, you're making an accusation around the block that the man was intoxicated or just coming off of something, and you're just trying to inject something, trying to get people to start thinking he's drinking again, which he's not. And
well, no, I would never do that.
What are you doing, the dishes or taking a shower or what?
I'm in a bathtub.
Oh, there's a thought I want to get in mind. We'll have film and story at 11. Anyway, thank you for your time, radio host. I hope you
law enforcement.
You go to church on Sunday, and you ask God to forgive you for what you're doing.
I'm soaking
Bye-bye.
In a tub. I'm soaking in a tub.
Look at that strange bulge in his coat pocket, too.
You know, you obviously didn't see any signs of intoxication because you listened to the debate in a Jeep.
God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Terry here on the Phil Henry Show. Terry?
Terry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling from Chattanooga.
Wait a minute, Terry, you're calling from Chattanooga? Because on the screen it says Chattanooga.
No, Terry. This is Terry.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Chris, Chattanooga is spelled with two O's, not one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that your trainer?
Yeah,
point to make with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you were talking, I was just listening, I've been on hold, that understanding
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
That are alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look, us Southerners have mm-hmm. a different way of talking. We gesticulation differently than other people do.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because you think you may be drunk,
well,
he's not drunk.
Can I ask you a question? Where is moonshine from? Where is moonshine from? You got it, from the South.
Well, you Kodak, Tennessee, right up by Knoxville.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
The Lord made it.
Well, if the Lord made it, why isn't it up north? It's down south, I think.
Because you're not damn smart enough.
A tradition.
George W. is.
Mm-hmm. There's a tradition in the South to overextend oneself with alcohol, especially the moonshine and that kind of thing.
Now, look, honey, I'll
mm-hmm.
overextend my credit.
You know,
I'll overextend my reputation,
you know, I'm
but
not
I ain't
your
overextending
honey, okay.
my moonshine.
Well, okay, Terry, you're really boring. But I tell you what, why don't you go on up to the still and get yourself another big tin cup of it? That would be a lot of fun. And
all right, look, insulting my callers is not going to get you any more points with people saying that Bush looked like he was next to a jug. Bobby and Steve Dooley think President Bush was drunk.